AfterLamps.com.
Now that we kind of went through all this, what's the good news? We got good news, right? We got good news. We stayed the path. We're following Jesus. We're the sheep. He's the lamb. He's the shepherd. We're doing what we're supposed to do. So let's see what the good news is. Faith cleanses our hearts. Acts 15:7-9. After much disputing, Peter rose up and said to them, "Men, brothers, you recognize that from the ancient days God chose among us those that through my mouth the nations should hear the words of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the hearts, bore them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit even as to us. And he put no confident difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith." We can purify our hearts by faith. What is faith? Faith is trust. Trust is what purifies the heart. Is it uncomfortable? Does it cause stress? Does it make you not feel right? Yes, it does all those things. I have wallowed around on the ground, crying to God, trying to figure out what was going on in my life, right? Where are you, Lord? Why is this? I've been at all, right? And so, and through that, it purges. It gets rid of the junk and the gunk, right? And our first reaction when that starts happening is build walls, build defenses, stabilize what's going on in our lives, you know, and figure out how to make it back the way it used to be, because that was uncomfortable and this is uncomfortable, right? But that's what you don't want to do, right? Because we read in James to turn your house in the morning, take away the laughter, cry out to God, humble yourself before the Lord, and then he will lift you up, a new creation in Christ. All right, poured out love in the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:1-5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice on the hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we glory in afflictions also, knowing that afflictions work out patience, and patience works out experience, and experience works out hope, and hope does not make us ashamed, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. Right? So what's that? I did not see easy life there. You might have. I did not. Right? It's the better life, right? So we start with, you know, glorying in afflictions and patience and experience and then hope. Right? That's the process. Sealed by, and I don't want to overlook it, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. So we are purified through faith. These afflictions build up into us something better. Then we get the love of Christ. Our focus is more sure. We're less distracted, less dependent upon the things of this life to be happy. Praise God. Sealed by the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. But he confirmed us in anointing us with you in Christ is God. He has sealed us in heaven, given us the earnestness of the Spirit in our hearts. So we're sealed by the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. He has sealed us and have given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. So what is the earnest? It's the down payment. It's the earnest money. It's not the fullness. It's the earnest money, right? So this is a sign. We've been sealed by that down payment by God. We will receive the fullness of his Spirit at the resurrection. When this mortal puts on immortality, this imperfect will put on perfection, that will be changed in a moment, a twinkling in an eye, will become like him, right? 1 John 3:2. And so it's written upon our hearts, Hebrews 10:15-18. The Holy Spirit is also as a witness to us, for after he had said before, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them." He also adds, "Their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Now where remission there is no more offering for sin." Right? So what is that's the new covenant? The new covenant is putting that in our hearts. So we have been given the Holy Spirit. We have been given the law of God in our hearts. This flesh will go through affliction, which will produce a patience and experience and hope, right? Not a big deal. We'll get through it, right? And our faith purifies us, you know? And so that trust in what's going on, it doesn't have to make sense. We just have to know the one doing it has a plan.
That's right.
Okay? Closing, stand fast and steady your hearts and minds. 2 Thessalonians 2:15-17. Therefore, my brothers, stand fast and hold the teachings which you have been taught, whether by word or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father who has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Stand fast, holding the teaching which you have been taught, whether by word or by letter. Right? So we need to grip on to what we've gone through here. We have now 150 podcasts, teachings. I mean, that's insane. That's a lot of amount, you know. So we have been given great things, and those aren't light, fluffy teachings. Those are deep teachings. They go so deep, you know, and they're all free. So we need to hold on to these. There's no excuse not to be utilizing and re-listening and going back, you know, and stuff. But anyways, we need to hold on to that. Don't let the world rip it out of our hands. Don't let our family members or false teachers rip it out of our hands. Don't let the devil rip it out of our hands. Hold it and trust it and hang on to it, okay? Colossians 3, 16 through 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual song, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And everything, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and to the Father by him. Right? So give thanks. Praise God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. It's the only thing that's going to get you ready. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We've just learned that faith purifies the soul. Okay? You need the word of God. You need to store it up in your heart. You need to have the word of God so stored up in your heart that if you're ever put in prison for your faith, it matters not. You have the word of God. And then God can recite back to you the things that you have learned with him. You know, and that's what happens. And so, be bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Right? We have to be bold. Stop asking for permission from the world to believe in God and Jesus. They're not going to give it. They're going to mock you, beat you down, tear it away from you. But no, you need to put them on the back foot and be like, no, I believe in the Lord. I'm not submitting to you. They're so wishy-washy, willy-nilly, and always looking for approval. Your boldness will bamfuzzle their mind, right? They're going to be like, how are they so bold? Right? Because we're convinced of what we believe. Right? So we can be bold in declaring the truth, bold in sharing the gospel, bold in the sacrifice, bold in the giving, bold in the loving, bold in the worshiping. Right? Like I was at the post office and I was getting my mail and there's someone in there and I'm sitting there going, I'm just telling myself, okay? Because sometimes I don't always feel like sharing the gospel. Right? But again, back to, I don't have to feel good about it to be doing it. You know? And so I'm sitting there in the car and there's a lady in the car and I was thinking, maybe I should go give her a postcard. I literally probably sat there twice as long as it took to go give her one. I went and gave her one. I'm like, Lord, what am I doing? You know, so I got out and gave her one and gave someone else one, right? And so it's easy to get into that mindset where you just talk yourself out of things, but the righteous are as bold as lions, right? And so I was being selfish. I just didn't want to deal with it. But what if that lady needed that? What if she needed it for later today? What if something's going to happen in her life and she's going to need hope? And I denied her that hope because I was being selfish. Right? Thinking about myself. Is that acting like Christ? That's not acting like Christ. Right? And so I praise God. Gave two out there. Gave some more later. Prayed some people. Either way, I don't want to sound like I'm boasting about self. I'm saying, I'm trying to give examples that if it wasn't for the love of Christ and God in my heart, I would not do these things because I would be so consumed with self because that's who I am, right? I'm a human born into sin nature. But when the Spirit of Christ dwells in the heart, if even a sinner, then we can do things that are so outside the norm that the world will just marvel at it. And so all glory goes to God for anything I do or say, but I like telling on myself to not make it look like, oh, I'm high and mighty Lance. No, all I'm saying is I've learned to just do it anyways, right? And so there you go. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to everyone who asks you a reason of the hope in you with meekness and fear. Sanctify means to make holy, right? So sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Make him holy and always be ready as you're bold as a lion to give answers and reasons for the hope in which you have in Christ Jesus. Nowhere in there, Jesus says you don't put a light under a bush or hide it in the cabinet. You have to be a light ever ready to be like, hey, Jesus, I tried to make myself a walking billboard to have my thing, have my car. So no, people look at Lance, there's no doubt I'm outing myself. I want to out myself, right? And so they look like, oh, that's one of those weird Christians my voices in my head warned me about. Like that saying goes, you know. But anyways, love and obey. 1 John 3:18 through 24. My children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and truth. And in this we shall know that we are the truth and shall assure our hearts before him that if our hearts accuses us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Beloved, if our hearts do not accuse us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of the Lord of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. And he who keeps his commandments dwells in him and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us and by the spirit which he also gave us. Right. So praise God. Love and obey. 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he says, at an acceptable time I listened to you, in a day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't wait. Don't delay. Do what you know you're supposed to be doing. Don't put God off. Don't put him on the back burner. You know, I said something last week in our Bible study that when I went back and listened to it, I really was like, God, that is so profound. And we talked about how everything – all scripture is God breathed, and I asked, are we going to make God catch his breath? And that hit me so hard. I was like, that is just such a profound thing, God. Thank you so much for that. And that's what we want to do. God, shut up. Stop talking. I don't want to deal with it right now. And so then we're like, well, in his word comes his blessing. So what are we doing when we put God off? We're delaying blessings. We're delaying fruitfulness in our own lives. We don't want to try to sit there and try to make God catch his breath, right? And so we want him to keep talking, and we want to keep listening, and that we can keep going on down the road. Now, I'm telling you, sometimes it can be exhausting. It can wear you out. It can bumfuzzle your brain because you're growing so fast. But I'm telling you, it's worth it, because on the other side of it, you find a new life. Okay? Let us not be moved from the path of salvation. Let us not be moved away from following the Lamb as his sheep. Let us not allow the cares of this world to delay our departure to seek God. The day is late and time is far spent. The night draws near and our Lord is soon to return. History is about to close up like a book, and eternity will soon be upon us. I pray we will not lose such a great reward entertaining the double mind of Satan. Let us escape Babylon together. Praise God. BrotherLance.com